Welcome to the BaseCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BaseCS blog series. Today, we're talking about
trees.
This season of BaseCS is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with a team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halper, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm really excited to talk about trees because I've heard of, well, you know, I know what trees are, like, you know, in nature and
you've
life.
Seen them around.
I've seen them
like,
around.
What's your deal? Come on, guys. And now you're like, today I'm going to find out.
today is the day I finally understand you. Yes, but I've heard of trees in a computer science context. And I don't really know much about it. But before we talk about trees, we're going to talk about a different overarching concept, which is non-linear data structures. What are those?
Well, they're kind of, as the name would suggest, the opposite of linear data structures. So we'll remember from many previous BaseCS episodes that a linear data structure is any type of structure where the data is ordered and the order matters. So for example, arrays and linked lists. Linear data structures. And then we also have like more abstract data types that are also linear data structures like stacks and queues. And what makes them linear is the way that you traverse through them is related to its order. Mm-hmm. You will have to go through that structure and the items in that structure in a sequence.
So if I want to get to the fifth item, I have to go through the first four first.
Yeah, basically mm-hmm. You have to traverse through it. And there is a sense of like a fifth item.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of fifth exists,
yeah.
Which is pretty fundamental to linear data structures. But non-linear data structures, you can throw all that out the window. There is no concept of fifth, for example. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing. Non-linear data structures aren't sequential, and the data in that structure and all the items within it don't follow an order, or at least not really a numerical one, I should say. And because the data doesn't have to be arranged in a particular order, then it's possible, and in fact, the only way to traverse it is in usually a non-sequential way, which means that you aren't really going to have like a, you know, this is the beginning and this is the end. You kind of have like a starting point, and then you have different ways that you can go and different ways that you can traverse through the data within the non-linear data structure.
Okay, so in a linear data structure, the data is organized specifically linearly. In a non-linear data structure, it's not that the data isn't organized. It's still organized in some way. It's just not in like a line.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Okay.
It's not going to be like a game of hopscotch or a queue in a deli or a line of people or a stack of books. It's not going to be any of those things. Which means like if you ever see something that kind of reminds you of those, then you can probably guess, oh, this is a linear data structure. And if you see something that doesn't remind you at all of anything like that, then it's a good chance it's nonlinear.
Okay, so in a linear data structure, you know, we talked about how there's even the idea of a fifth object. If I wanted to identify a piece of data in a nonlinear data structure, how would I describe it? or its location in that structure.
Yeah, you basically are going to have to describe its location in relation to other things in the structure.
Okay.
So I feel like this is a good way to kind of go into trees.
Sure.
Because if you think about the trees outside, the way that you describe a branch or a leaf is usually you'll be like, oh, it's the branch over there, the one in between this, the large one and the one in between that one, mm-hmm. right? Because sometimes you might have branches going in different directions and mm-hmm. you can't always be like the fourth branch because right. it's not like branches are necessarily ordered. Mm-hmm. So in a similar way, the way that you kind of describe things within a tree structure are how it relates to other parts of the tree. In a way, trees are similar to other things we've seen before. Mm-hmm. So for example, trees are kind of like linked lists in that they're made up of nodes and links. Those are usually the items within it, but you won't really have like the first node and the last node. Mm. Instead, what you have is the root node and then other nodes that somehow connect back to it. And okay. the way that you talk about, you know, where a node is in a tree is usually in relation to where it compares to the root.
Oh.
I love the tree metaphor and like thinking about the tree data structure and how it relates to the trees outside, except mm-hmm. it's important to note that when we talk about trees in computer science, we're talking about trees that are like flipped on their head.
Okay, that has always bothered me. I do not like that. I do not like – I'm so glad you brought this up. I do not like the fact that it's called a tree, but it's backwards. And it makes me very, very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable.
Well, it's kind of like CS is like the upside down where you just have to kind of turn your head and be like, oh, it's this way. It's the same thing, but it's slightly different.
It's the face of confusion in nature.
Basically, yeah. But it makes more sense once you start, you know, you just have to turn your head sideways. And yeah. then you're like, okay, I see sense. It now.
I'm going to use that the next time I debug something. I'm just going to turn sideways and it'll all just fall into place.
Yep, the answer will be right there.
Okay, so in a real life nature tree, I would start, you know, like the tree. Well, you know what, though? It makes sense. Okay. Now that I'm thinking this through, now that we're talking about this out loud, it makes sense because a tree starts at the root, right? Like
you turned your head sideways, didn't you? I did. That's why it's making sense. I can imagine you sitting right there and your head's sideways and you're like, ah.
What's amazing Anyways. Is that I actually did. I did turn my head sideways. Like that's my natural thinking
For the rest
pose.
Of this episode, everybody turn your head and continue listening.
You're welcome. Tips and techniques to learning all day long. Yes. Okay. So in a physical tree, you do start at the bottom. Like you start at the root, you grow. Trees have seeds, right? That's how trees work.
They do begin with seeds, yeah.
They start with seeds. Okay, cool.
But I guess you have to pretend that there's only one root with a CS tree. Yes. There's okay. not like all these – because I know – I understand biology, so I know that roots like grow and they're deep root systems. But for CS – there's just one root.
It's a very special tree. Yeah. So this CS tree has one root, and then it grows up from there, and then it has, you know, branches and stuff. So really, like, the root is more like the trunk, I think, would be a better way to look at it for a physical tree. Is that
yeah,
fair?
It's, yeah. You could kind of think of it that way, except that usually when you see people draw trees or describe them, they'll be like, oh, the root is at the top.
Yeah.
And then the root is a node, and it points to, like, you know, one or many other nodes, and it will usually start to get wider and wider and wider as you go down the tree. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like if you had a root and then all the branches just grew down and yeah. they're floppy and droopy.
That makes it sound so sad. Okay. So we start with the root, with my, you know, the beginning, the start of this tree, the topmost node, and then it creates more nodes. How do I describe the nodes that come out of my root?
So if you have a root node and then you have other nodes that come out of it, what you really have is a root node that has child nodes, which is, I guess, children. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of like think about it as like a family tree. Did you ever have to make those in elementary mm-hmm. school?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think I
was not into it. I did not care.
I don't think I was into it either. No. I feel like I was supposed to be more into it.
They made it sound like it was this huge deal, and I'm like, I already know who's in my family. Like, I don't like. What is this? Let's make flowers or something. I don't understand what this is about. Yeah,
it was to prepare you for this moment.
Thanks, so you.
So you have a root node, and then you have children nodes that come from it. And basically, any node that has a node that it comes from is a child,
okay,
a child node.
Yes.
And then any node that has a reference or a link to another node is a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you kind of imagine there's a root node at the top, and then maybe there's two nodes that come out from it.
Yes.
And then each of those two nodes has two or three nodes maybe.
Uh-huh.
And each of those has two more nodes.
Making some babies.
Yeah, this is a busy family.
This is for adults only.
So basically, you have parents and children. Parent nodes and children nodes. And all of them come from this one root node, which is kind of like how we think about the start of the tree or like the topmost part of the tree.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about the root, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things. Like, first and foremost, look at all these children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren it has.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very prolific root. But also, a root node will have edges and links that it, you know, uses to connect to other nodes,
mm-hmm.
similar to like how we had a head node in a linked list that has, you know, a pointer to another node.
Yes, yes.
So a root node will have links and edges to other nodes, but no node will connect to it because it is the topmost thing.
Yes, it all started at the root.
Yeah,
yeah.
It did indeed start at the root.
Okay, so links and edges, are those interchangeable or are those two separate ideas?
They are interchangeable.
Okay.
And yeah, I did kind of use them interchangeably, but we're really talking about the same thing, which mm-hmm. is similar to how in a linked list, how you have a node with a reference to something else.
Yep.
A link sometimes is sometimes called an edge, and it really is just the reference of a parent node so that it knows, hey, who's my child node? It's kind of like if a parent node had like a little lasso or a leash, and it was like, all right, where's my kid?
So weird.
I know, they are weird.
I can't believe that people – no judgment to the listeners who use that. I think it's very efficient, but it is really funny to watch, though. Oh, my God. That stuff is – oh, it's so funny to look at. Okay, so similar to – are they called leashes when they're on children?
I don't know. That's what I call them in my head.
We'll call them lasso. Sure. I like lasso. Lasso is good. It feels
it's
more
got this, you know, Wild West feel to it.
Just lasso my kid.
Lasso that child node.
Okay, so similar to a lasso that you use on a child. that'll be the clip that we use to tease this episode. we have these links or edges to connect the nodes and describe that relationship between a parent and a child node.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we describe the relationship between nodes that are not a parent and a child?
So you could have two nodes that come from the same parent node.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, there's two nodes that are children of the same node.
Mm-hmm.
Those two nodes are siblings.
Yay, and you could have, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like a family. It's just like a family. And any you could have, you know, any group of nodes that are the children of the same node are sibling nodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might have some nodes that don't have any children coming from it. And it's kind of like, I have a parent node, but I don't have children of my own.
And that's okay too. No judgment.
Yeah.
Mom.
That is a leaf node.
Mm-hmm.
A leaf node is any node that doesn't have a child node within the tree.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Okay, so if I do not have any children, I'm a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
If I do have a child, then I'm, what am I?
You're an internal node.
An internal, okay. I'm also and a parent, this is, right? That's
you.
Right,
yes, okay. That too. Surprise, you're a parent.
I thought I was just internal. Okay.
And I think if you start visualizing how a tree would look,
yeah,
all the leaves on a tree are like, you know, the end of a branch.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
Right? And yeah, so you're all right, I know that there's nothing else coming from here. This is like the end of this tree mm-hmm. at this point because there's a leaf right here.
Mm-hmm.
But then the internal nodes are kind of like the nodes that are making the branches or, you know, coming out from the trunk where they're like, we are part of the tree. We're, you know, pretty fundamental to its structure. You know, mm-hmm. we're the branches. Maybe I have, you know, five more, you know, generations coming from me, but I'm an internal node. I'm not the ending point. I'm not mm-hmm. the leaf, but I have children, which means I am, if I'm an internal node, I, by definition, must also be a parent node.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Okay, I feel like I say this every episode, but I really appreciate how much this mimics something that I already know. That's really great. That's really convenient. That makes it all just make a lot more sense. Okay, so going back to the earlier question I had, where when it's a linear data structure, I can say something like, I'm the fifth, you know, the fifth node. I'm the fifth thing in this, you know, in this data structure, in this line. When it's a tree, if I'm trying to identify a node that is, you know, maybe a few links down, you know, somewhere internally in the tree, how would I describe it? Do I give it like coordinates or something? Like how do I say that is the tree that I'm trying to get to?
Well, you probably would be referring to, you know, the node within the tree that you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're like, I'm trying to get to that leaf over there.
Yeah.
So the way that you'll describe it is you'll use the hierarchy of the data.
Okay.
So because we have like the root as the topmost node and then like these levels of nodes underneath it that mm-hmm. stem from the root, you basically talk about the data in terms of its hierarchy. So if you think about like a family tree or, you know, another example is like a corporate ladder. You mm-hmm. have like, you know, a CEO is the root node at the top, and then maybe you have like the VPs that are like the parent nodes, and then you have like, I don't know, managers who are the next level.
Yeah.
You basically describe where something is by using its relationship to the root node. So you might be like, oh, this is like the second child of the root, or you could say like, oh, it's at this level, or it's, you know, the node that is the furthest away from the root is another way you could describe it by relating it to the other data inside of the structure by using this hierarchical nature of the tree structure.
Interesting. Okay, so really as a node, what I care about the most and how I, you know, how I present myself to the world is in relation to the root.
Yeah, either in relation to the root or in relation to something else within the structure.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so I feel like we did an awesome job of describing all the parts of a tree and all the different names and labels and stuff. What does that add up to? Like, what can I take away from that? What can I learn about trees maybe a little bit more holistically after digging into the pieces that make up a tree?
Yeah, so we know that all these pieces and parts, like you said, make up a tree. But the way that these pieces relate to one another, kind of rules that they follow, ends up being pretty interesting and ends up being actually pretty important, because a lot of the times we have pretty heavy CS problems that are kind of represented by tree structures. And sometimes they won't even be heavy CS problems. Sometimes they'll be like something that doesn't even seem like you should be using a tree, but actually it's using a tree under the hood. And the reason that they get used is because they're like very, very easy to write algorithms to traverse them or to search through them. And sometimes it might not be easy, but sometimes it might be that the best way to model this idea or the best way to model some data is by using a tree. And then you end up with, you know, the problem where you're like, all right, I got to like find a path between this node and that node, or I need to find the last node, or I need to figure out how far away this node is from another one. Then you're like, okay, now I need to figure out how this, you know, this piece of data relates to another piece of data in this structure. And that's why a lot of like interesting problems in computer science and in software end up being modeled as trees. So being able to search through it, being able to find things and traverse in efficient ways end up being algorithms that are pretty common and are just solved by being able to walk through a tree.
Interesting. So because of the layout, the structure of a tree, certain functions, certain things I may want to do, it might be easier to do on a tree than like an array or a linked list or some of the other structures that we talked about.
Yes, totally. And I'm like intentionally not telling you too much because there's so many examples and I'm like, I don't even know which one to pick.
I'm so excited to learn more about this. Okay, so we're not going to talk about traversing a tree right now. We will get to it soon. So if we can't talk about that now, what are some other things we can talk about? What are some other rules that might help us?
That's a good question. So I think there are two really interesting things about trees that are, you know, we kind of already inherently know based on the way a tree is structured. We might not know that we know it yet, but that's about to change. So there are some truths when it comes to trees. So the first truth is that if you have X number of nodes in the tree, and X could be anything, then we are always, always, always going to have X minus one links or edges in the tree.
Okay.
I feel like you know the answer to this. Could you guess why that's the case?
That is the case because we can't count like the root of the tree.
Yeah, totally. Because a tree can only have one root node, right? And in order for a node to exist within a tree, like part of the rules of a tree is that you have to have something connecting to it. Mm-hmm. So like every child must have a parent. It's not true that every node needs to have its own child, but every child has to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So every child node must have a link to it from a parent, with the one exception of the root.
Yeah.
The root never has anything linking to it. The root's like the be-all, end-all. It didn't have any parents.
Yeah.
But everything else has at least one, which means that for every node, we will have at least one edge except for one, which is the root.
Right.
If I told you a tree has, you know, 15 links in it, then you could probably guess, oh, it has 16 nodes. Or if I told you it has a certain number of nodes, you would know it has that number of nodes minus one edges.
So is it common for us to talk about trees in terms of its number of links and edges?
Sometimes. It's usually not what we're concerned with. We're usually more concerned with how to get from one node to another. But sometimes if you want to do, you know, an algorithm of like, should I search through all the nodes? And then you're like, do I have 20 nodes or do I have 2,000? You might be like, oh, I know I have 2,000. Maybe I don't want to actually do this type of search. Maybe I want to do something else. So it can be helpful, but you're usually not going to worry too much about it. But it is an interesting truth that there's a relationship between nodes, the number of nodes in a tree and the number of edges in the tree.
Got it. Okay, cool. What else? What other rules do we have?
The second rule is that there is usually what we're talking about is one tree structure. But if you think about like a family tree, a parent node could have children and one of its children could one day become a parent and have its own children, right? And so there's kind of like these mini families within larger ones.
Yeah, just like life.
Exactly, just like life. And it's kind of the same thing with tree structures. But what's interesting about that is that what you really have is recursive data structures happening.
Huh.
Where if you have one large tree and say there's like 200 nodes within it,
yeah,
and then the root node has two children and each of those two children has its own children, then if you kind of just look at one section of the tree, maybe one generation or like one of the, you know, later generations in the tree, if you think about it as a family tree, then what you really have is a subtree within a larger subtree.
Yeah.
And like most trees, especially very large ones, but almost any tree more than two or three nodes usually will contain a tree nested within it, since a child node could actually be the root of a subtree inside of it.
Yeah. Interesting. Recursive data structures. Very cool. It sounds harder than it is. Like when I first heard that, I was like, oh crap, we're about to do some crazy things. But when you described it, I was like, yeah, there's, you know, little families in a big family. Makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, if I like cut off the branch of a tree and I was like, hey, it's kind of like a mini tree. It's got its own trunk with its own little branches and own little leaves. And that's really all it is, right? Like the mini tree came from a larger tree. And it's basically a substructure, a recursive structure of the larger one. So that's really all it is. It just seems much scarier when you think about it in terms of nodes and links. But if you imagine it like something you're familiar with, it's not nearly as bad.
Yeah. Okay, so when we talk about the recursive data structures you just mentioned, and then the n minus one rule thingy, where can we use that? Like, how does that play into how we use trees? When does it come in handy?
It comes in handy when it comes down to writing an algorithm to traverse or search through a tree, because if we recognize that searching through a tree actually involves searching through recursive trees within it, like subtrees, then you can like start considering that when you write an algorithm, and you can actually start writing recursive search algorithms because you're usually probably going to do something similar for each tree structure.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, if every single child node has its own little tree inside of it, I can just repeat the same steps and, you know, write a recursive algorithm that I can repeat and be more efficient sometimes.
Very interesting. And hopefully soon we will understand exactly how that works and how we can search and traverse through trees. I'm very, very excited to learn that from you.
This is like one of those topics that seems really hard.
Yeah, it sounds terrifying. I'm terrified. But it's going to be fine. It's going to be great.
Trees aren't scary. Don't worry. We'll get through it together and we'll grow a tree of our own. Awesome. The tree of knowledge.
The tree of knowledge.
Am I hitting the nail on the head too much with this?
No,
maybe?
You're nailing it. You're nailing it. That's what you're doing. You're doing a great job. And that is the end of today's show. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post on trees. Link to that is in your show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I helped make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee.
Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.